constantly hitting it from the rough? This is the show for you. The Sports Hub Golf Club with Hardy on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Welcome back to the Sports Hub Golf Club. Joining us now are a friend from Mass Golf, the executive director and CEO, Jesse Menachem. Jesse, how are you, my friend?
Doing well, Hardy. Great to be with you.
Good to be with you. I wish we could be together on a golf course this weekend, but some delays in opening. I know my club was supposed to open yesterday, and that got pushed back a little bit. What are you hearing around the state due to the fine weather that we had blow through here on Friday?
Yeah, always a fun surprise in April. But yeah, I'd say about half the state is probably playable right now, and maybe Worcester West thereabouts. Maybe a couple days, but next week looks fairly solid.
Yeah, it's looking pretty good. Listen, Jesse, I just have to say that some of the emails I've been getting from Mass Golf are a welcome surprise. It's not the typical spam that you get when you open something like, what does this really have to do with me? Yes, right there from Mass Golf, the email pops open and it shows me what my current index is, which is nothing to smile about. But when you sign up for Mass Golf and you get your handicap, you get these emails, number one, either prompting you to finish setting up your profile, and number two, showing you what your current handicap is, which is great because it updates overnight. This is a welcome email, I have to say.
Glad to hear that. Yeah, it's one of our major services from Mass Golf. So being a member allows you to have a handicap index as part of the World Handicap System. And you'll receive those communications twice a month on the 1st and 15th, like you said, with your updated handicap. But that'll actually update through the app overnight for any scores that you post, along with any other updates, communications, and value offers that we provide through Mass Golf.
I'm just going to be hammering this throughout the season, Jesse, because people who don't have a handicap, A, you need one. I mean, even friends who don't think they need one. I had a buddy a couple of weeks ago. He's going on a golf trip. He's like, you know, a dozen guys, and they're going down to Florida. And what, you know, he's a very casual golfer, but he said, what would you say my handicap is? Like, I don't know, dude. This is why you need a handicap. Even when you think you don't need one, you're not playing in your club championship. You're not, you know, playing real money matches. Something pops up where you get invited on a golf trip and they want to have action. You know, they want to make the matches fair. You need to have a handicap. And it's so simple. It's not like the old days where you have to trudge into the clubhouse afterward and sit down at a shared computer and enter your round score. It doesn't work like that anymore.
That's right. We've embraced technology and we're in a data world. So, you know, having a handicap is very easy to accomplish. It allows you to track your progress and avoid those arguments on the first tee when someone says, you know, I don't believe you. I don't, you know, what'd you shoot the last round? And why not just avoid that, be able to track your scores and have a legitimate and equitable competition or match with one of your friends.
And that's the problem. Like my buddy, I don't want to embarrass him, Brian, but you know, he just went ahead and said, yeah, just put me down as a 25. It's the highest they'll allow. I'm like, dude, I've seen you make like three pars aside. That's not a typical 25 handicap golfer. Now, you can blow up, but you need an actual index so that you can participate in these things. And it's cool to track your progress, you know, through the USGA and Mass Golf sets it up essentially for you once you're a member of Mass Golf, right?
That's exactly right. Easy to access. You can go about it online through one of our participating clubs. You can go to a pro shop or call a pro shop, whatever you're comfortable with, and become, you know, part of the Mass Golf community and not just have your handicap, but have access to events and programs and other services that we offer. So we're in season. This time last year, it was looking a little bit different for the industry, but we're thrilled with what's ahead for 2021.
All right. Let's talk a little bit more about what's happening currently around golf courses in terms of COVID and safety guidelines. Again, what are you hearing around the state? Different restrictions and different openings for different clubs, obviously. But is there a general feeling as to where things are trending? Are we sharing carts again this year? Are we allowed on the course without a mask? What's the general consensus?
Yeah, great question. And actually, we left 2020 in a pretty good place with golf guidelines and opening up this spring fairly early after the snow disappeared. We are sharing golf carts. Tee times must be booked ahead of time. So you can do that online or call the golf shop, like I mentioned. We are still in a mask mandate in the state of Massachusetts. So that's whether you're you're walking down the street, walking, you know, downtown, or playing golf currently. And that's something we are looking to solve for. We're looking for that exemption with other safe recreational activities out there. And we're hopeful that it may change in the not too distant future. So golf looks pretty normal. Flag sticks can be removed, no longer have those cup liners or hole liners, excuse me. And rakes and other objects on the golf course are reintroduced. So ball washers, things of that nature.
I'm not happy about the bunker rake thing. That was the one thing I did enjoy about last season was because I spend a lot of time in the Johnny Cat. I'm not going to lie to you. I spent a fair amount of my round in the sand and not having to rake those. How can you rake a bunker when there's no bunker rake? It's not allowed. This is great. I shaved like 8 minutes off all of my rounds because I wasn't raking any bunkers. But I guess those days are over.
You know, it may be a mixed bag. There may be some facilities out there that, you know, learned a few things last year and maybe they feel they don't need them. So you may not see rakes at certain venues.
Wouldn't that be something? Well, what can I say? Etiquette will always get the better of me. And if there are bunker rakes there, I'm going to rake them and I'm going to be repairing ball marks too, even when they aren't mine, which is always the case. I'm so happy when I get to repair a ball mark that is actually mine. That means I hit a shot from far enough away that it made a pitch mark on the green, and now I get to repair it. It's a very rare occurrence for me.
That means you're dialed in.
Yeah, well, like I said, it's rare. Jesse Menachem, he is the executive director and CEO of Mass Golf. Events coming up, what's first on the calendar this year in terms of like the Mid-Am or the Open? What's going on?
Yeah, we've got a full slate of events this year. To kick things off, we have our Spring Team program, which is a statewide endeavor for female golfers from across the state. They're set up as their clubs or teams, and they play in kind of a pod, if you will, a regional pod. And one of our more successful and larger programs. So they'll play for the first four Thursdays starting at the end of April into May. And first week in May, we actually kick off on the 3rd with several events. We have another women's tournament going on. We have U.S. Open local qualifying getting started.
Ooh.
And then U.S. Women's sectional qualifying or final qualifying, which we're really excited about.
The U.S. Open qualifying has been called the most democratic of all golf tournaments, but there are some stipulations. I mean, even to get into a qualifier, what is the handicap or index requirement?
Yeah, it's a low single digit there for U.S. Open, but you're right. It's a true open, so anybody can play, professionals, amateurs, as long as you're handicap eligible there. You have a stage of local around the country and some even around the world. Then you'll go to a final or a sectional qualifier. And if you're successful, make your way to the U.S. Open National Championship.
All right, Jesse, one final thing I wanted to ask you about today, Mass Golf Member Days. I haven't participated in any of these, but I guess this is a chance for, if you're a member of Mass Golf, maybe to play some courses and get, you know, into some clubs and play the course that normally you wouldn't be able to. Is that right?
That's exactly right. It's all about access for us with this program and, really any Mass Golf member. So you have that handicap, regardless of your age, regardless of your handicap or skill level. These events are for you. Come meet some new players, sign up as an individual, sign up as a group of two, three, or four with some friends or family, and you have access to about 20 events that we have on the schedule this year from across the state. We'll be on Cape Cod. We'll be up on the North Shore around July 4th, and we even have an overnight event out in Western Mass, which we're really excited about. So there's a lottery system in place. So you can put your hat in the ring for any event that you're interested in, and there will be a random lottery to select those players who are lucky enough to play.
Oh, Jesse, I just looked it up. The club at New Seabury, that's May 3rd. That's a golf course. Indian Pond down in Kingston, that's another great golf course. Wow. Okay, so it's a chance to play. Oh, Wedgwood Pines. Oh, my God, Franklin Country Club in Thorny Lee. These are great.
They're top-notch venues, championship venues, and the key is that it's accessible for all. So we're so appreciative of these facilities opening up their doors for Mass Golf members to get a taste of what they have to offer.
Oh, that's awesome. All right, Mass Golf, if you're not a member, you should be. And Jesse will be speaking with you and other people from Mass Golf throughout the season here on the Sports Hub Golf Club. I appreciate your time as always. Thanks.
Thank you so much. Enjoy the summer.
You too, Jesse. Jesse Menachem there from Ask Golf, even though it doesn't feel much like summer out this weekend. We're getting there. As promised, Danny Ainge. Yes, he is the president of basketball operations for the Celtics. He's also a very, very good golfer. Maybe you heard on Toucher and Rich earlier this week, he talked about the 69 he recently shot at Pebble Beach. Danny's going to tell us all about it. No basketball talk, just golf with Danny Ainge next on the Sports Hub Golf Club.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.